We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we're continuing our conversation with Manhattan Parks and Rec representatives. We've got Alfonso Leyva, Zach Bayless, and Molly Mayberry, and we're going to bring in Molly here this segment to talk a little bit about some of the recreation programs, including the first one here. This is Lifelong Recreation Program.
Yes. Our Lifelong Rec program is for individuals 50 years of age or older. We like to plan trips, excursions, arts and crafts, exercise, and hopefully soon more traveling, like out-of-state travel, for our senior community.
How do they get signed up for something like this?
So, yeah, we have an activity guide that was sent out in the mail. If you are not on that mailing list, call our office and we'll get you on it. But we have an enrollment register form on the back of that, or you can log on to MHKPRD and register for all of our events coming up. Ooh. We had our first event Sunday, this past Sunday, the 5th. Our group took a trip to Salina to watch a play called Every Brilliant Thing. And our next one is coming up on the 17th. We'll be going to the Columbian Theater in Wamego and watching Dueling Pianos, which will be really fun. That's a really popular show that they do there that sells out.
Okay. And this is open to all seniors?
It is. It's open to all seniors. If they have younger spouses, they are also welcome to register and accompany them. Or, like, if a child wants to accompany their senior parent, they can do that as well, as long as we have registration that's open. Yeah.
Okay. What about some new events here for 2020?
Yeah. So something that we're trying to a new event that we're doing is Uncorked Inspiration. We are partnering with them. They're a local art painting studio. That's coming up in March. Sea Life Kansas City Aquarium is also in March. We'll be going to Kansas City and checking out the aquarium for the first time. A really popular one that sells out every time is the New Theater Restaurant. We've got two shows coming up, one in February and another one in April that we'll be going to. Those are really popular. And then I'm most excited about the Swan Lake at the Kansas City Ballet. That's a really famous ballet that I think everyone's going to be interested in.
Where do they have that, at the Kauffman Center?
That's going to be the Kauffman Center.
Ooh,
yeah.
Great venue.
Yeah, it's really great.
I've never been, but I've seen the outside of it. My wife's been there with my child, and yeah, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, it's really pretty. We went to see the Nutcracker there last year.
Yeah, that's what they saw, too.
Yeah.
Very cool. As far as the activity guide, where can people pick those up?
Those can be found at our offices. We have those at City Hall and all over town. Where are they found, Zach? I know we've
You can also find them at the Riley County Senior Center. Yeah. And sometimes Meadowlark Hills will have them as well.
Okay. And you guys have a mailing list you can also join if you want?
Yes. Call our office and speak to Chelsea, and she'll get you on that mailing list, and we can get you a guide out. A new thing that we're doing as far as fitness is we're partnering with the Area Agency for Aging to host some Tai Chi classes. If you're interested in fitness, there's also a bunch of classes offered at Riley County Senior Center and the Douglas Center.
Tai Chi is growing in popularity, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what we've heard.
Yeah.
I'll kind of add in here to for the Tai Chi. The registration is a little bit different because it is through the Area Agency on Aging. So to register, you'll call Lauren at 800-432-2703, and you can register through them.
Okay. And while we're on the topic of exercise, this is a time of year when people want to, you know, start working on those New Year's resolutions, maybe get more active and fitness. You have plenty of exercise opportunities with the Parks and Rec.
Definitely. So we just mentioned Tai Chi. Probably our most popular exercise, I would say, is pickleball, and that is 100% free. We have it at the Douglas Center and at the Community Auditorium almost every day. Mm-hmm. And then we offer a class, Fitness with Anel, which is in the mornings. And I think that's like movement, kind of light cardio based.
Yep. It's for individuals with a limited mobility. They use chairs to help them do certain exercises. So it's a good class, though.
And then the Riley County Seniors Center offers a bunch of yoga, which has been really popular for them as well.
If somebody has an idea, perhaps, for something maybe that's not being offered right now, can they certainly submit those?
Yes, that's actually how we came to partner with the Area Agency on Aging, we had a lady come up. She teaches Tai Chi, and she approached us at one of our events and let us know that's something that she was offering. So absolutely, let us know. We're open to ideas. We want to offer more programs and more workout classes for sure.
Okay. And all these fitness programs, they offered during the week here at specific times? Or
yes, they are during the week.
The afternoon pickleball is held Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. It's usually between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. in the Peace Memorial City Auditorium. And then the Fitness with Anel is Monday, Wednesday, Friday as well, and that's held in the mornings from 8:30 to 9:30 in the morning.
Okay. Very good. And then as far as some other programs here, Arts in the Park, that's always a big deal here in Manhattan.
Yes. We are currently trying to book acts there. We've got a bunch of cool things. Hopefully we can lock a bunch of cool acts down. But our main focus for Arts in the Park at present is finding a sound technician. So if you are out there with that skill set, we need you and we want you. And it's super important that we have a really skilled sound technician.
Absolutely. And there's the new Chalk the Park 2020?
Yes. That is happening September 26th. Something that we hear regularly is nothing happens in Manhattan. There's nothing going on here. So we're trying to create things here. A chalk art fest is going to be, they happen all over the country. But basically, local artists come in and do chalk art. And this will happen in City Park. We have a beautiful space by the swimming pool that's basically all brand new concrete that we want to just chalk up. We'll have a kids area. We'll hopefully have food trucks and then a local artisan area where artisans can sell their products as well. So it'll be hopefully a really fun event. This will be the first year we do it, and we're hoping that it kicks off and becomes a regular thing.
Yeah. Well, Manhattan's not alone. I've lived in a few different communities, and everywhere I've been, there's nothing to do here. There's nothing to do.
Right.
That's, you know, you just have to go looking for it sometimes. And, you know, the Parks Department does a great job of keeping an active community here, you know, that sounds like another great possibility for an event here. If people want to learn more about these, where do they get the information?
They can go to our website at MHKPRD, and a lot of it is also in the guide. And if you are not on a mailing list for the guide, definitely call us up and we'll get you on that list.
I want to ask Zach real quick again, with the special communities, are you looking for volunteers at this point or anytime down the road?
Yeah, we're always looking for volunteers. Our biggest volunteer opportunity coming up will be that Night to Shine. We've already started recruitment of volunteers. Several sororities and fraternities from K-State have pitched in already to volunteer for that night. But we will be looking for volunteers for the actual event to help set up, clean up, just do things throughout the event. And then also volunteers to be buddies or partners with those individuals that are registered to help make sure that they have a great night.
All right. What about this junior internship program? What should we know about that?
The junior internship program is kind of a morph from a couple other programs that we've had in the past. But it is obviously an internship for individuals aged 13 to 16. It is a partnership with the Flint Hills Discovery Center and Parks and Recreation. We saw a need where that age group, 13 to 16-year-olds, were kind of left out in a way. So we're trying to create a type of program that will reach them and be beneficial to them as well. So this program is volunteerism for teens, pretty much. They will be asked to participate in a minimum of 5 special events throughout the summer. And there's certain Flint Hills Discovery events, and there's certain recreation events that they'll be asked to attend. And there's probably 15 or more events that they can choose from. And at the end of that, they'll be asked to create a vlog of their experience. And we'll kind of implement a book study as well for those individuals that have signed up. And this program is free, so I would encourage people to register for that and to tell their friends.
Okay. And again, we're speaking with Manhattan Parks and Rec representatives here. Just a few minutes left on the program. we talked about one open job coming up here with the sound technician that's needed for Arts in the Park. What are some other open jobs right now?
Yeah, you could go to cityofmhk.com/jobs, and for Parks and Rec specifically, we're looking for adult basketball officials, dance instructor, group fitness instructor, Molly and Zach mentioned sound technician. We're also looking for winter youth sports program supervisor, a yoga instructor, and youth basketball official and scorekeepers.
So, all right.
Yeah.
And a lot of those, especially at the youth basketball leagues, those, a lot of them are done on the weekends, I imagine. Would require weekend availability.
Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So if you want more information, cityofmhk.com/jobs, that's where you can find that. Any other things maybe we haven't highlighted?
I'll just mention again about Arts in the Park. To make sure people come out to those, those are free community events that host local and regional talent, musicians, comedians, artists of any genre, and they're free. They're every Friday night in the months of June and July. They begin at 8 p.m. and usually last until about 10 p.m. They're family friendly, so I would encourage people to come out and participate in those.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to another great season of Arts in the Park. Of course, it seems like it's far away. It'll be here before you know it.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. And then we're a month out from our first ever Night to Shine event that Zach was talking about earlier. And this is going to be a little bit different than proms in the past. Through the Tim Tebow Foundation, we will have the guests will experience a red carpet, hair, makeup, shoe shine, a full dinner, dance, DJ. They'll have a crowning ceremony, and then Tim Tebow also conferences in, so we'll get to watch him speak. We also will have a respite room for parents and caregivers, and they'll have a full-plated dinner as well, door prizes, massages, a night of relaxation. And so it's going to be a big event, and we're really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. What a great opportunity here to give back to our community, those with special needs. And I agree. I think that'll be a lot of fun. We'll have to check that out. Zach Bayless, Alfonso Leyva, and Molly Mayberry, our guests here from Manhattan Parks and Recreation, thank you so much. And we'll talk to you guys again next month.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That'll do it here for In Focus. Coming up tomorrow, we will talk with members of the Manhattan City Commission. We'll have be the last program for Mayor Mike Dodson. We'll have also incoming Mayor Yusha Reddy, along with City Manager Ron Fear.